Today's devotional for February 16th is entitled, Gathered to Our People. And we take our text from Genesis 49 and verse 33. When Jacob finished commanding his sons, he drew up his feet into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. Crowned. When Jacob breathed his last, he was gathered to his people. This expression was used of Abraham when he died. It is not to be understood as burial or interment, for Sarah's body was the only remains in the cave of Machpelah when Abraham breathed his last. Through all the hardships and blessings Jacob encountered, with all the trials and joys he experienced, Jacob's time upon this mortal coil had ended, and he was gathered to his people. Paul expressed it this way toward the end of his life. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. When the apostle died, he was likewise gathered to his people, receiving the crown of righteousness along with all those saved by God's grace, who have loved Christ's appearing. Jacob loved Christ's appearing, having seen him atop the ladder that reached into heaven, and having wrestled with him in the night. The fullness of the gospel may have been shrouded in mystery to the Old Testament saints as they looked forward to the promise of Messiah. But the blessings of faith remain the same for all recipients of salvation by God's grace. When we, or loved ones in Christ, are gathered to our people, we will be forever with our Lord Jesus and with all those who have loved his appearing. Hallelujah! What a Savior! When old Jacob breathed his last, he was gathered to that place where Paul and Abraham both had passed, as sinners saved by grace.